Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel. Daniel Sturridge, Talent, Plagued by Injury, by Leanne Prescott. Jurgen Klopp's one-word answer regarding Daniel Sturridge's fitness after the disappointing 2-1 defeat to Crystal Palace provides the perfect summary of his Liverpool career. Injury-stricken, the England international has been sidelined for a staggering 640 days since the 2011-2012 season, the ninth worst record in the Premier League. It means he's missed over 50% of Liverpool games since joining 3.5 years ago. Making the move to Merseyside in January 2013, Sturridge represented somewhat of a risk for Brendan Rodgers. He had failed to really catch the eye at both Manchester City and Chelsea, but there was a feeling he simply needed a run of games and a manager to show some faith in him. That's exactly what Rodgers did, and it paid dividends right from the word go with 11 goals in his first half season at the club. 24 goals in the 2013-2014 season for Sturridge left Liverpool fans purring, a record only bettered by his strike partner Luis Suarez in the Premier League's top scorers. Telepathic in their build-up play, the duo gained plaudit after plaudit, steering Liverpool agonisingly close to the title. A delicious lob against Everton in the Merseyside derby, a clinical fourth in the thrashing of Arsenal, and a mazy run finished off by rounding the Villa goalkeeper. Sturridge oozed class. Often seen as the byproduct of Luis Suarez's brilliance, he wasn't given the appreciation or love he truly deserved. Suarez was the talisman, the cream on the cake, but Sturridge too was unplayable. To say anything different would be wrong. Right where he belonged, leading the line for Liverpool, he was at his prime. Opening his tally on the first day of the following season, Liverpool fans prepared themselves for more of the same. His strike partner may have departed, but the Englishman showed no sign of slowing down. Cue the international break, a period of the season often ridiculed by fans for being good for nothing other than halting momentum and injuring key players. The 27-year-old's luck was about to run out. Under the supervision of Roy Hodgson, he was asked to sprint repeatedly despite Liverpool's medical staff raising concerns. Inevitably, an injury came to the fore. Sturridge would go on to take part in just 18 of Liverpool's 58 games, scoring 5 goals. It marked a turbulent time for the club, with Ricky Lambert and Mario Balotelli struggling to pick up any of the slack in the goal-scoring department. From then on, it's been a story of frustration more than anything else for Sturridge. To put things into perspective, Christian Benteke made 42 appearances during his one season on Merseyside. In the 3 years since Luis Suarez departed the club, Sturridge has managed 42 appearances. It's been a mixture of tears and an all-round lack of surprise every time Sturridge's name has been omitted from the lineup. He suffered pretty much every injury in the book, missing 4 games due to an ankle injury, 3 to a calf strain, 1 to his knee, 4 from his hamstring, and 3 from his hip. The sight of him twisting and turning his way past countless defenders is now just a distant memory. The ex-Chelsea striker has made 9 starts this season in all competitions, last completing a full 90 minutes in the league 11 months ago, a game that ended in 1-1 draw with Chelsea. In his prime, there were few better finishers in the Premier League than Daniel Sturridge. Just look at his 59 goals if you don't believe me. If this summer marks the end of his Liverpool career, he should be remembered for his brilliance of 13-14, his iconic wiggly arm celebration, and his sumptuous finishing touch. Let's not forget he reached 50 goals faster than Suarez, Fowler and Owen. Injuries aside, Liverpool once had a serious player in their hands. It's a real shame it has to end this way. With the most recent Sturridge injury news being followed up by pictures of Sturridge on the training pitch, it just served, I think, to create this picture, or complete this picture, of a guy who is just not quite right, for whatever reason, just not quite right, and we can't get him back to where he needs to be, and it's heartbreaking. And the tone of Leanne's final paragraph there, and the whole piece, is kind of like almost like a farewell, and I think that's because the presumption is that that will be the end for Daniel Sturridge at the end of this season, that it probably will be the last time he plays for Liverpool, and that's just so heartbreaking, because this is a guy who is, as Leanne says in her piece, as good a striker as there is out there, as good as any in the Premier League on his day, with as much natural ability as any of them, and something does seem to have been a little bit lost over the course of the last while, even when he has made his appearances. The ability to finish, of course, will always be there, but there's just something about the guy that does not seem to be what it was. Now, of course, that could come with games, who knows. Maybe he'll leave Liverpool, go on a long injury-free run and be the player that he was with us at his very best. And I don't think any of us would begrudge him that. There are some who would. There are some idiots who've been deriding Daniel Sturridge for reasons that I would possibly have to question at times. But anyway, let's not get into that now. Let's just say that if this is the end of Sturridge's time here, let's hope he gets back out onto the pitch once more, maybe makes a little bit of an impact. And like Leanne says, if he is going, we will wish him the very best and thank him for some incredible goals in a very short but very, very wonderful period of time. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.